Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits daphealth.org. Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey. Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Tuesday, March the 22nd. Welcome to the Joey English Show. That means welcome to KWXY 1340 AM, 92.3 FM at 5 AM in the morning. A lot of you are up, or a lot of you are just coming home. And at the end of that hour of my show, we play my music, which makes me happy. And then Dan McGrath in the morning comes on, legendary Dan McGrath, and he plays lots of everybody else's music, gets you up, moving around, dancing around your house. When he's through at 9 o'clock, please switch over to the other iVox radio station, KPXI, KGX, that's 920 AM, where I started 26 years ago, 99.1 FM, and listen to The Joey English Show, just so you listen somewhere. Okay, Joey pals, and after we're through, Nigel puts everything up on my website and my Facebook page. Now, have you got your day timers handy?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, the city of Rancho Mirage is moving to a 3-cart trash and recycling system as of the fall of this year. Senate Bill 1383, details at the City of Rancho Mirage's website. That's ranchomirageca.gov. Coachella Valley Women's Business Center wants you to know about the Inland Empire for Entrepreneurship. They're celebrating Women History Month. Check it out online, cvwbc.org. Joshua Tree's Gallery of Contemporary Art has a new website. Now, at the High Desert Cultural Center, listen to the website, I'll say it carefully, jtgoca.com. And the legendary Wink Martindale wants you to listen from 1 to 3 today on the legendary KWXY for his legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay, thus endeth the reading of Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Let's open Kelly's Corner. Sounds like a bar, doesn't it? Of course, last Thursday was St. Patrick's Day. Maybe it's carrying over. And we welcome back to our microphones from Kelly's Corner, here's Steve Kelly.
Thank you very much, Joey. I guess I'm not the only one who thinks they're legendary. But anyway, threw that around.
I did. Wasn't that fun? The legendary wink.
What the hell am I doing here at 5 a.m.? But anyway, yeah. It's lots of course going on in the world of sports, and that's why I'm here. First of all, baseball spring training camp has opened after a labor dispute, which was ridiculous. Owners and players, and of course when you have a situation like that, people forget the people who really get hurt are the people who work in the stadiums and everything. And, you know, Arizona and Florida have a shortened spring training. They had none last year because of COVID. So they will have a regular season. They are still discussing rule changes in baseball. They may bring the designated hitter this year, or it's coming, to the National League for the first time ever. They had it last year, actually. I shouldn't say that. They had 50 years, though, it's only been in the American League. Also, they're thinking of making the bases bigger, which I don't understand what that's about. I guess they think it can lower injuries. And they also, very interestingly enough, are working on putting advertising on uniforms. And that's going to be interesting.
Now, let me think just a second. Okay, I'm sliding into first. I'm going to get there sooner if the base is bigger.
Well, or you can slide into first and you won't hit the other player. That's what they're saying is player safety issue.
I see.
Because the bases have been the same forever.
What's the dimension of the base, dude?
If I knew that, I'd be in math class. I think it's 18 inches by 18 inches. So it's like, yeah. So they've been the same forever, and they're talking about expanding that. They're also, you know, talking, as I said, advertising on uniforms, which is something they've never had. But they look at other leagues, you know. I think if they have it discreetly, it'll be fine. But if it turns into NASCAR, they're going to be trouble. I shouldn't say that they haven't had it before years ago when Ted Turner owned the Atlanta Braves. And, of course, Ted Cocktail Hour started in those days at about 7 a.m. But Ted was owner, and the Braves were on Channel 17. And I forget who wore 17 on the Braves, but they had a big sign on the back of his jersey that said, watch Channel 17.
Oh, my.
And then Ted Annette appointed himself manager for two games and was promptly suspended from baseball.
But baseball's lost a lot of money. Haven't
they? No. Their TV revenue are fine. Their revenue is fine. The problem with baseball is it's going through a change the way it's played. It's more analytics, more sports analytics. Like hockey, you know, you'll be talking with Steve Frazier. And the analytics is the big thing, all because of the movie Moneyball. I myself am of the age where I don't put as much stock in analytics as people do.
All I ever thought about baseball is that maybe it was too long.
Well, the games have increased because of analytics. You know, because now they change pitchers constantly. You'll see games are 4-3 that used to take 2 hours and 20 minutes. They now take 3.5 hours. So we'll see where it goes. I'm just glad it's back, you know. But again, we'll see. We'll just take a gander on that. We're in the midst of the NCAA men's basketball tournament right now. And, you know, that's a big thing. It's interesting. I wanted to know what they do. And they play for money, believe it or not, each school. They play for what they call NCAA credits. Now, you talk about cheap. The NCAA gets about $1 billion over like 5 years for TV. Each team is playing for $300,000 a game. But that's payable over 5 years.
$300,000.
No, but if you win three games, it's $1 million, but you don't get paid for it. It's paid over 5 years.
I understand.
Which is kind of cheap when you think about it, because every team is eliminated. Remember, they start out with 68, go down to 64, then they go down to 32 and 8, and you know we'll be at the Final Four by the end of this week.
Do they still have the Wooden Award?
Oh yeah, they do. You know, and that got controversial because there were several recipients of the Wooden Award who John Wooden would not have wanted.
He was so dear.
Oh, absolutely. And they still...
I was honored. I got to sing the anthem for him so many years.
I was, you know, I was embarrassed. They had that John Wooden tournament. I don't even know if they still have that in L.A. And, no, I think they got rid of... Well, it was embarrassing. I don't know. They wasn't even putting in UCLA, and it wasn't promoted, and they ran it down at the Honda Center 1 year. And it was embarrassing because Coach Wooden deserved a huge deal and not some, you know, third-rate tournament that didn't draw anything.
I can remember when Trevor was skating at the United States Air Force Academy. Right. So that was 85 to 90. And John Wooden sent him an autographed, remember the pyramid?
Oh, yeah.
And he sent Trevor the Wooden pyramid for success. Nice.
You never heard a bad word about it. Never.
Never. Nothing.
And they've been married for about a bazillion years and just a decent human being. Also, some interesting news. You know, we just concluded the BNP Paribas tournament.
Yes.
Which seemed to do okay. You know, attendance was way up from when they ran it in the fall. And, you know, interesting in the world of tennis, sometimes the worlds collide of sport and reality. And one of the things that happened recently, of course, with the invasion of the Ukraine by Russia, a lot of athletes, Ukrainian athletes, have joined the Ukrainian army to fight. The Klitschko brothers, one of them who's the mayor of Kiev, the boxers, and one of them was married to Hayden, Nigel would know, Hayden Panettiere or whatever, the actress was married to one of them briefly, I think for about 20 minutes. But then also three tennis players, Alexander Dolgopov, yes. Stravinsky, I can't think of his first name, and then Medvedev, Daniel Medvedev, he's more late now, but Andrei Medvedev have all joined the Ukrainian army.
They left, one of them,
Zolgopov and Stravinsky are actually on the tour, and they went left, and then all of a sudden they're posting pictures on Instagram of walking around in camouflage with AK-47s. So, you know, you saw at BNP Paribas, they had a huge Ukrainian flag. There are a lot of issues in tennis and in hockey over this because the amount of Russian players. I'm of the opinion that they should leave the Russian players alone. They're not involved in this. There is nothing but trouble can come from them commenting on it. And yet, you know, a lot of journalists are going to the Russian players and saying, what do you think? And
yes.
One of them in particular, Alex Ovechkin, who plays for the Washington Capitals, was very close with Vladimir Putin. And a tennis player, Marat Safin, was in the Russian parliament and Putin's party. But they're in a really tough spot.
Yes.
You know, And so there has been talk with sanctions of them possibly being kicked out of these leagues. A big thing in the world of soccer is Chelsea Soccer Club is owned by a guy named Roman Abramovich, who was actually the mayor of a part of Russia, who is, and he is a very close friend of Putin. He's being forced to sell. The team has been taken over by the UK government, and they've told him he has to leave.
They
nationalized it for now. Mm-hmm. But the reason they nationalized it was they don't want him making any money off of it, because he's on a watch list, because he's a close personal and financial ally of Putin. So that's how it's crossing over into the world of sports. Obviously, I think the situation will be resolved by next year. But there is pressure on, especially in the hockey area, to look at this. Yes. I haven't heard anything officially from Gary Bettman. I know that Yari Curry runs a team in a continental league, which is basically in Russia, but also includes Finland, China, and Slovakia, and Austria. And they pulled out of the league. So we'll see what will happen there. But, you know, sport imitating what have you, you know, life right now. So
we've talked about baseball. We talked about basketball.
And hockey.
And tennis.
And supposedly, speaking of tennis, yes, Roland Garros will allow Novak Djokovic to play in the French Open. Now, he's not allowed at this point to play in the United States. I will doubt that he'll be allowed to play in Wimbledon if he does not get vaccinated. And so he is not, the CDC has said that he's not allowed in this country without a vaccine. As you know, he was kicked out of Australia.
Yes.
With a lot of drama. It just was what it is. But it's interesting how all these life things intersect with sports. It reminds me of the quote of Byron Wizard White, who was a Supreme Court justice and a great football player in the 30s and appointed by President Kennedy. And they asked him about the newspaper, and he said, "The sports pages are a list of man's accomplishments, and the front pages are a list of man's failures."
Isn't that something?
And I thought that was a very profound statement. Even Nigel's shaking his head with his Ramones t-shirt. I'm the only one here who ever saw the Ramones at concert, you know. I saw them in concert, believe it or not.
Tell me, have you anything nice to say about my Raiders?
Yeah, well,
a hush falls over the studio.
They're going to be in a tough division. Good Lord, there's a lot of guys. Russell Wilson is now on Denver. The Chargers are loading
Denver.
Up.
Oh, ouch.
I don't know. You know, the Raiders, they're not. They just had everything that could have possibly gone wrong, went wrong last year. Yeah, John Gruden saying stuff he never should have said in those emails. And that's,
yes.
You know, do I think John Gruden is a racist? No, he couldn't be, not in the NFL. He had a bunch of black players playing for him. But, you know, he said stupid things. They had the guy in the accident. They you know, anything that could have gone wrong did
with
for them.
Murphy's Law.
Yeah, it really was. You know, but it's the Raiders, so who knows what the hell's going to happen with them.
I mean, silver and black, attack, attack.
Silver and black. And they're all whacked is probably more.
My house was decorated in Red Wings things from Marcel Dion.
Oh, the Red Wings. That's
Danny Grant.
They're getting bigger.
Do you remember Jockerman?
Eddie Jockerman. Well, he was traded from the New York Rangers in one of the most dramatic moves in hockey.
He taught Trevor how to tend goals.
Eddie Jockerman. They chant Eddie. He was traded from the Rangers to Detroit. And the night he came back, his first game was against the Rangers. And this great video, something I'll show you, he broke into tears when they chanted his name. And so it was really...
One of the thrills of my life was singing every anthem, of course, the Detroit Red Wings. If you were lucky for them, they kept you. They would skate over my little rug that I stood on the ice. I mean, it was interesting. But met Gordie Howe.
Oh, yeah, I met Gordie.
Tyler. Wrong son. Trevor and I met Gordie Howe in Detroit one time.
Gordie Howe was perhaps the toughest human being who ever lived.
Really?
Course, they named the bridge after him.
Yes.
The new bridge from Canada to... And real quick, the thing about Gordie Howe was one time Peter Jennings, who was Canadian, very proud of it, and they asked him about sports, and he says, "The American national sport is a bunch of men in short pants running around shooting a basketball." He said, we play in 30 Below, and you know what? We have Gordie Howe. And I
thought, that's lovely.
What an answer that was, Joe.
What a way to end our first segment with In Kelly's Corner. We'll come back a little later. Here's our commercial break. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.